Hello and welcome to Once Upon a Slide, the podcast for presenters. I'm your host, Russell. I'm the founder of presentation design agencies The Presenter and Onside Presentations. Both of those agencies help people in the business world and the sporting world communicate their stories and their messages in a much more effective way using great graphic design skills from our team here in the office, plus also our expert knowledge of presentation tools such as PowerPoint, Prezi, animated video, infographics, you name it, we do it. So let's get into the episode, and it's something that people struggle with a lot. So I deliver a lot of presentation training, and whilst people find the training content itself very easy to wrap their heads around, what they then struggle with is going away and finding decent images for their presentation. So an example is, I deliver a lot of beginners Prezi training, and whilst people fully understand how to use Prezi by the end of that, what they still struggle with is where do I find great images to take these skills and make some amazing looking presentations. So I want to talk about that quickly because there are lots of different places you can get images from these days. So I'm going to mention a few of them in this very short podcast episode. But what I want to do first of all is talk about the issue of copyright. Now, I apologize to anyone out there listening to this, and I'm teaching you to suck eggs. You know, I don't want to tell you stuff that you already know. So this is for the benefit of the much wider audience. I imagine there are people out there that don't realize this. And the reason I'm saying that is because I see this mistake a lot. And the mistake I'm talking about is dropping images into your presentations that have copyright stamps on them or have watermarks across them because they should have been paid for, not just screen grabbed from your machine when you found them on Google. We see this an awful lot in presentations that get sent into our office here. And people don't seem to realize that if you find an image that has a watermark, that watermark is basically a way of the people or the company who created that image protecting its use. So what they're saying is you need to pay for this image in order to remove the watermark. So again, apologies out there for anyone who knows that. It sounds really obvious. But hopefully there are people out there listening right now who go, oh, that's why that watermark is on all of the images in my slides. I get it now. So yes, what you do need to do, unfortunately, is get your credit cards out and go and pay for some images. So let's backtrack a little bit though, because the reason for this episode is I want to hold my hands up and be completely honest and say that I have fallen into the trap myself. Of using an image that I shouldn't have actually used. It wasn't in a presentation, it was actually in a blog post article that I was writing for thepresenter.com. And it was a Valentine's Day themed article talking about the love for presentations. So I used that theme to kind of get my content in there. And what I did, you know, I was really stuck for time. I remember that day I had a million things going on. So I quickly went to Google Images. I found one of the very first decent Valentine's images that came up. I saw that it looked okay. There were no watermarks on it. I was pretty sure that it was okay for me to use it. And so I right-clicked on that image. I saved it to my desktop. And then I dropped it into my blog post. Now, a couple of weeks later, I actually had a letter in the post from someone who owned that image, and they were charging me, or I should use the correct term, they were fining me $200. And whilst at the time I thought, this can't be right, I'm sure I was okay to use that image, I obviously looked into it and it was genuine. So please be very careful when you are using Google Images, and I'm going to say that if you want to build the best presentations possible, and my guess is that you do, because otherwise you wouldn't be listening to a podcast about presentations, So my guess is that you do want to build the best presentations possible, and if that's the case, then I would completely avoid using Google Images. Completely avoid it, 100%. It might be good to quickly go and maybe do a Google search to find some images for inspiration, just to give you some ideas, because it's so quick to just go to Google, type in your search criteria, and bang, there you go. But I wouldn't use images directly from Google. As well as running the risk of being caught out with copyright, you also are not going to get the best quality visuals. And this is where I want everyone to hopefully take some notes, because when you're delivering a presentation, you have to appeal to the visual senses of your audience. So, you know, we obviously have lots of different senses: sight, sound, taste, smell, and so on. But we take in the most information through our eyes. That's why our eyes are at the front of our head and we can see everything that's coming directly at us. So what you need to do as a presenter or as a presentation designer is make sure that you give them the best visuals possible. Okay, nobody's going to tune in and remember something that looks boring or looks bad. If something looks bad, when I say bad, I mean pixelated imagery or imagery that has watermarks across it because it should have been paid for, imagery that's too small, imagery that uses really bad color. And you avoid doing all of that if you go and pay for some imagery. And I know you don't like me telling you to go and pay for stuff, but again, if you want to build the best presentations possible, it's definitely worth getting your credit card out and maybe going and visiting some of the top image libraries online, such as Shutterstock, Getty Images, or iStock. Those are probably the top three, I would say. But if you absolutely do not want to spend a dime on your images, fear not, because there are still ways that you can get top quality photography or illustrations without spending a penny. So I want to mention one particular place you can do that in a second. But what I will say is that it's definitely worth just going to Google and doing a quick search for, I would probably type in something like 100 free image libraries. And there's lots of blog posts out there. You'll see lots of people have written blog posts where they've listed the top 100 free image libraries. And there are a few that you'll spot that get mentioned quite a lot, like places like Canva and other resources like that. But the one that I want to mention, and I'll explain why I'm talking about this one in just a second, but I want to mention one that's called Pexels. Now, it's P-E-X-E-L-S, okay? So like pixels, but Pexels. And you can go to Pexels and you can type in any criteria that you want to. It has a search bar at the very top and you'll find lots of imagery that you can use. Now, it's up to you whether you credit people in your presentation for using their images or not. I would say if we want to keep people creating fantastic photography that we can use for free, then we should do that. Because that's, you know, that's a way of them getting recognition for what they do. So I would encourage you to do that. But one of the other reasons I'm mentioning this particular site is because most people out there will be using PowerPoint. As sad as it is for me to admit it, most people out there will be using PowerPoint. There are over 300 million users to PowerPoint. So most people listening to this podcast will probably be a PowerPoint user. And so the reason I mention that is because inside PowerPoint, you have an area called the store, and that's where you can access your add-ins. So think about add-ins as basically like apps for your PowerPoint. Just like apps you would download to your iPhone, you can also download apps to your copy of PowerPoint. And I would encourage you to probably do this now if you have your laptop in front of you. Open up PowerPoint, go to the Insert menu, click on the store icon, and then you'll see a pop-up box appear with a search box at the top of that as well. If you type in Pexels, again that's P-E-X-E-L-S, you will see the Pexels add-in appear, and you can literally just click on that and press add, and that will be installed into your copy of PowerPoint. You'll see it in the top right hand corner of your screen on the insert menu, and it will be there every time you open PowerPoint from now on. And if you click on that Pexels icon, you'll see a white panel appear on the right hand side of your PowerPoint software, again with a search box at the top of it. You can do a search for whatever it is you're looking for, so that's just off the top of my head. If you're doing a presentation about fruit, I say that just because I'm staring at some fruit on my desk, so it just comes to mind straight away. So if you're doing a presentation about fruit, type in fruit, you'll see images of fruit. You can drag and drop them directly from that Pexels sidebar onto your slides, and you're done. You've got some amazing photography there. They are all high quality, high resolution, you know, taken by professional photographers. So it's definitely worth looking at something like that rather than going to Google and running the risks that I mentioned earlier. One other online image library that I will mention, this doesn't have a PowerPoint plugin, but I'm just mentioning it because it's one of my personal favorites. There are hundreds out there, of course, but this one is called Unsplash. So that's U-N-S-P-L-A-S-H, Unsplash. And that again has some really amazing photography on it. I tend to use that one quite a lot, but if I'm inside PowerPoint building a presentation, I will normally resort to Pexels. And of course, I do have a subscription for Shutterstock, so you can get the Shutterstock add-in inside your PowerPoint software as well, and that's something I tend to do. I'll normally work between Shutterstock and Pexels and a couple of other add-ins that I've got in my PowerPoint deck. So hopefully you found that useful, and hopefully none of you out there will continue to make the same mistakes that we keep seeing here in the office with copyrighted images being used in your presentations. If any of you out there have been caught out like I have, then I feel your pain. But you know, it's for a good reason. We need to be really careful that whatever we're using in our presentations, we are actually allowed to use. So just take that as a warning from me, and please be careful. And again, if you're interested in building the best presentations possible, then you need to have the best visuals possible. And that just kind of goes without saying. So I hope you found this episode useful. Please like and subscribe, whether you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Google, wherever it may be. Please just give us a little review. That always helps to get our podcast up there in the top rankings. There aren't many podcasts out there about presentations, and I hope that we're giving you a kind of fun, informative, fresh new look, or a fresh new listen, I should say, to how to get the most out of your presentations. So I look forward to speaking to you on the next episode, and take care.